Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Therese Starlight Show. Already Wednesday. My gosh, does time fly? Indeed. Let me give you some feedback a little bit. I did that fantastic UFO conference in Landers, California, and while I was there, I took a little trip like 4 or 5 miles in the desert with Stephanie. She came with me, and we went to Giant Rock, where during the 50s and the 60s, hundreds of thousands of people visited this place because there was some phenomenal contact and stories about space people guiding some people to build incredible things in the area. Anyway, I have written the newsletter, and my genius webmaster is working on the glitch. I'm having a little bit of a problem with my newsletter. Remember, this newsletter goes all over the world, and hundreds of thousands of people travel with me, and with all the pictures that I take, you know, like I did when I went to Australia and took some pictures of the wildlife out there and the friends that I met. So people travel with me in this newsletter. So this newsletter will be issued probably in the next few hours. My webmaster told me it should be fixed very soon. So go to my website when you have a chance, drcherry.com. And sign up for the newsletter. It's free. And then you are going to see some very beautiful pictures that I took of this UFO conference. There I met some interesting friends that I haven't seen for a long time. Some other speakers. Again, all the stories will be in the newsletter. All right. Now, I got an email from that friend of mine and other people that told me, hey, Louis, you know, on your TV show on George Nuri in January, you did mention some trouble with three specific people that you mentioned. Of course, one would be the California State Governor Schwarzenegger. And, of course, he had some problem. He had an accident riding a bike. And, of course, he didn't have his license and made some big news out of the world. And then the next one that I mentioned was Liz Taylor. And sad enough, Liz Taylor is on the death pattern. She should be gone pretty soon now, probably within the next few days. And that's part of my prediction that this great actress was going to go back home to the stars. Liz Taylor is a Pisces, like me, and like Einstein, George Washington, Michelangelo, those Pisces have kind of an interesting life in so many ways. And the next one, of course, would be Michael Jackson. I already predict that he would sell his property, Neverland, and it's taking place. So all my predictions are taking place. Now, it is very important that all of you out there listening to me help me. I don't know how many of you have read my newsletter talking about specific dates, May 25th, 2006. Now, I don't know how many of you have read this newsletter, but go there and read it, because tons of people, literally tons of people, have emailed me and saying, hey, Dr. Therese, this Frenchman's name is Eric Julien. I was written something that, you know, is very scary about it. So in fact, let me read it a little bit of it. He says, perhaps, this is how we start, perhaps, like if I start my prediction with perhaps. Perhaps a planetary catastrophe originating from the Atlantic Ocean due to a medium-sized impact event. On this assumption, like all my prediction, on this assumption, a series of a giant wave, including one mega tsunami almost 200 meters in height, will be born from a succession of underwater eruptions. These watery giants decreasing with distance will touch the majority of the Atlantic coast in particular. Those most at risk lie between the equator and the Tropic of Cancer. My gosh. The victim of May 25, 2006 will be by tens of millions. The devastated survivors will be more numerous still. The economic loss will be enormous, well beyond the scale of destruction if after all tested by civilization. North America and Europe will be not saved, but will be affected in less dramatic proportion. By extension, other remote countries will be also affected. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my gosh. Like I said on my newsletter, I'm asking you not to take this junk seriously, and most of all to do your homework by checking this lunatic record of prediction. As my newsletter says, chances are, unlike mine, they are not well to be seen. They are not printed in his books, and you will not see him on TV making very precise predictions, giving specific dates like I did. All of the TVs in my state, in Arizona, in London, where I was invited, of course, on the new show that will be airing in May, 3 days after May 28th, my show will be aired. The movie on Nostradamus will be aired all over Europe. So I'm asking you people to be very, very cautious and to help me. Go to my website. Copy and paste the link of this newsletter and just put it everywhere. Help me. Help me, because the future is the reincarnation of the thought, and because the future is my only true witness. When nothing happened, maybe these people will start to listen to those who knows what's going on. And I am one of those. Again, I'm not cocky. I'm not an egocentric. I am me. I'm Dr. Cherry. You like me or you hate me. Make your pick. Take your choice. Take it or leave it. It's me. Now, on the date that he picked, May 25th, what did I go? I look at it. Well, it will be 2 or 3 days before the new moon at the lowest point. By mutual reception, the moon in Taurus will be hitting Pluto on the negative side. Yes, there will be some drastic things such as earthquake and God knows what. But nothing of this dramatic proportion. It's obvious that this person is schizophrenic. He's either sick in the head, religiously poisoned. I don't know what his problem is, but when you have a bunch of people from all over the world that are literally plaguing the internet with this lunatic junk, and then you have the kids calling me or emailing me wondering if it's worth it for them to be alive a little bit longer, you know, that's not on. So I don't understand, you know. Over the years, I have accumulated I don't know how many thousands of volunteers. And they're all emailing me, Dr. Cherry, I really want to help you, I want to promote you, and this and that. And I'm asking them to do exactly what I'm asking you now, you know. I even asked those people to go to Amazon.com and to write reviews on my books, because some of jealous embassy who cannot understand my work or are religious poisoning want to say wrong things about my books. I have asked those same volunteer to help me. And I don't know. Maybe they are just interested in the material that I send them for free to read, or material that I want to put out there. But none of this, and that's the sad reality. A minority of those committed helpers have done something. So now I'm asking you. You're not a volunteer. You just heard me for the first time, or you heard me many times. This is important that you take the time. If you're part of a group, if you cruise the internet, look for God knows what. And when you hear or when you see something catastrophic, like this lunatic manipulating the forces of the superconscious in time and space by poisoning the world and children with fears of the apocalyptic junk coming to us. That's where I need you. And that's where you have to understand that I can do only do so much by myself. I'm sorry, somebody is calling my telephone line. We're going to hear a little bit of a click again, and then that person is going to go straight to my... And I apologize. Don't call this number as you're listening to the show, please. You can wait after the show. So that is a request. That is a must for you to do to help me to reach more people and to counteract this imbecile negativity plaguing and poisoning the world. Today I got another 3 emails. One was from London, one was from Germany, and one from Australia. This guy, junk, is all over the internet. This guy has nothing to offer per se in terms of predictions. And when you have real people like me, and my message is not even out like it's supposed to be. My message is out for my newsletters, don't get me wrong. But for some reason, people just read it and talk to 2 or 3 friends, and that's good enough, don't get me wrong, for the time being. But when you have such a negativity being spread all over the world, it's time to counteract it, and that's where I need you to help me, okay? All right, now, don't just do that with any of my newsletters. There's a lot of topics about religion, about predictions, God knows what. Just help me to reach the world out there so you understand that my goal is to counteract the negative thought process. I have repeated in my show many times over and over again. The future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. So that magic can be applied for your own world, for your own affairs in this dense physical world. But there is also the superconscious in time and space, and the superconscious in time and space connects every one of our thoughts, okay, and bring it to our reality. Now, like you, I want to be living happy. I want to have a successful, healthy life, and I am having all that, okay? And I'm 56 years old, and that's okay. But when you have very young kids reading this material, it's devastating to their psyche. Then they got to talk to their friends, and now they are going the wrong way. They are misusing the forces of the superconscious. And man has not yet learned the supreme power that we were born with. Okay? I can guarantee you that any single thing that you wanted in your life came to you, good or bad, and that's where the problem is, because, again, the subconscious does not know what's right or what's wrong. It's like me, you know. I always wanted to have a beautiful house. I always wanted to have a beautiful car. Well, I got a beautiful house, and I drive a beautiful car, okay? It's just a thought. The thought brings money. The thought brings health. The positive thinking is like a magnet. If you are positive, if you think positive, you would attract positive. If you live with a bunch of crooks, a bunch of imbeciles, religious lunatic, waiting for the apocalyptic time, you might as well shoot your head off, because there will be nothing productive in your life. I always wanted to have a red Corvette convertible. It's right here in the garage. Okay? It was nothing once upon the time. Just imagine. Look around you right now. Okay? You're listening to me through this computer. Just tell me, what was this computer 100 years ago? Okay? What was the pair of shoes that you're wearing, or the watch you're wearing 50 years ago? What was the city where you're living in now 2,000 years ago? What was there? Okay, hello, you get it? Nothing, wind, nothing at all. nothing once upon a time existed. And it's right now because we have created with the thoughts and a lot of work behind it. This is the mind of many genius people and maybe the help of the technology coming from extraterrestrial. But there is such a little knowledge out there. Such a little knowledge. Many, many times on George Norrie's show, I have tried to explain to George how important it is to look at the stars, not only the moon. And I said, NASA is sending billions of dollars of equipment into the universe, and every one of these Mars missions is failing, costing us billions of dollars, and again, tax dollars. You should read some of my newsletter about the manipulation of NASA. NASA is as good as the Vatican as far as I'm concerned. I'll tell you my feedback some other time. But not long, about 2 or 3 days ago, I was listening to Out There by accident, and he had a guest on the show, and they were talking about why all these NASA missions are failing. Of course, his guest is as educated as Out There about Mercury retrograde, supernova window, and the power of the stars. So this guy was saying, oh my gosh, the security system is terrible at NASA. They are throwing garbage on, this guy was totally out of order. He can only use his logic and his rational because what he knows and his own experience and his own education. This guy and Art Bell have absolutely no understanding or no clue that NASA, regardless of my many emails and letters and faxes, not to send the shuttle and not to send the payload of Mars or expensive electronic equipment after the waning moon or on a Mercury retrograde period or within a supernova window. Okay, for some reason they seem to do it on purpose. And in the name of ignorance, we the taxpayer are paying the price. We're taking the tag, and guess what? We're paying the tab, and then you have talking heads on Art Bell that have absolutely no clues of the power of the stars in the human's affair. But I understand, because that's where the world is. That's where the world is at. Nobody just yet can really perceive and understand how important it is every single day, regardless of what life is throwing at you, to be positive. Now, being negative and depressed because you cannot pay your bills or because your boyfriend or your girlfriend cheated on you, well, you know what? This is going to bring you stress. This is going to give you sickness, and that's not going to help the problem. You cannot control people, and you cannot control situation around you, but you must control yourself. And it's just a matter of will. It's a matter of education. It's a matter of understanding. To always be above, because being depressed and negative will not fix the situation, but the opposite, because you're going to start to think in circle. Not only will you think in circle, but you're going to think negative. And that will attract negative energy. It's all about energy, people. This is why it's very important that people in position of power, especially in the media, on television and radio, such as Art Bell or George Norrie, and many, many of my friends on TV and radio all over the world, they have that position to reach other people. And look at CNN, the most powerful, famous broadcasting industry. Now, what do these people constantly regurgitate every single day? Every negativity. Every problem, every murder, every natural disaster. It was like even in the 9/11, the entire world was glued in that box, forcing and supporting and promoting negativity. That was the ultimate goal of Al-Qaeda. That was the ultimate goal of Osama bin Laden. He saw in his mind the movie well before this tower came down in New York, killing so many people. He saw it in his mind, and with dedication, efforts, and of course applying money, his dream came true. He hit the United States. Right. see, the stars do not care, people. Positively or negatively, sooner or later, you will face your reality. And I'm becoming more and more aware of this fact at a daily basis, that we all have been made in the image of God. We all have the essence of creation, and we all are so very responsible to nurture, support, and promote the positivity of each one of these thoughts. The idea is to reverse the negative trend plaguing this world. The idea is to have a new crowd of teachers instead of promising hell and we're going to die and disease and, oh my gosh, turn it around. And again, in the year 2012, this is when the clock will be switching. This is when people, cosmic consciousness will become more refined. People will be listening to many people like me who have gifts. People will be realizing slowly but surely through education and by people that are ahead of time and that challenge your thinking process to cast aside archaic teaching, religious poisoning teaching, and start to turn around and bring hope, education to mankind. My job, again, is to free mankind from his fears and his ignorance. But as I always say in my shows, you know, how can I go against 2,000 years of wrong information, 2,000 years of manipulation implanted by controlling the information by organized religion or political-oriented groups that don't care about you? How can you change the thinking process of manipulative corporation who don't care about poisoning the ozone layer when they own billions and trillions of dollars of oil manufacturers all over the world? These people knows that there is right now the technology called fission that would rebuild the ozone layer. These people knows that we can also propulse a car like we did 80 years ago with used locomotive with vapor. You can't run a car with water. The technology is available. You can't run a car with solar force. There's so many possibilities that will sooner or later come true. Remember, every science fiction writer has already his eyes on the future. So participate. Be a positive battery. Go out there. Put my newsletter, counteract this negative lunatic guy from France who thinks that on May the 15th a big meteorite will just come down from the universe, hit the ocean and kill millions of people. May 25th, I'm sorry. I guess what? May 26th, nothing. Nothing of this nature will take place. I already know. And but hey, what a good way to use fears to bring people to this organization, which is probably religiously oriented. What a good way to make up stories and to use fears for you to go and hit that website. Man, why don't people understand? What is it? Am I the only one who don't need glasses to understand the power we were born with? Is there people out there listening to me that can finally understand that we are gods? We have the power. We are not doomed. And you know what? God is a beautiful thing because that's what you've been taught. God is a beautiful thing because that's what not only you've been taught, but you've been taught to fear. Guess what? I don't fear God. Because I would be fearing myself. God don't care. God, we create an earthquake. It killed millions of children. Produce disease, natural disaster. God do not care. God does not know what's right, what's wrong. But when you don't know something, like 99.9 of the people on this earth, you are going to say, oh, it's an act of God. God has a huge back, and that is El, that's ignorance, that's evil. You are a god in training on this dense physical world. That's my philosophy, and I will hammer it into your head until you get it, until you understand it, and once you do, and you realize that you don't have to pray, you don't have to hope, you don't have to beg, you don't have to ask, you just have to demand. And that is the difference between having a God that listens to you, or you listening to yourself, or a God which is going to do whatever he pleases whenever he feels like. You know, well before Allah, Buddha, and Jesus were invented, you have to understand. Let me refresh your memory in case you do not know.
Now, we have a caller. Do you want me to start putting him on? Or
In a minute.
You got it.
It's important to realize again that those deities are responsible for more death than all disease, than all more wars and natural disaster combined together. That's my philosophy. And anything that produces death should never be endorsed, promoted, or taught in any possible level. So to summarize, be positive, help me to reach the people, let's get the superconscious in time and space to reverse that negativity out there, and let's cast aside fears and ignorance. All right, now, I guess I have a caller. Caller, what is your name?
Melissa.
And Melissa, where are you calling me from?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Yes.
All right. Now, give me the numbers, the month first.
The month of my date?
Your date of birth, yes.
July 30th, 1960.
Hold on. Numbers means 7.
Oh,
okay.
Seven.
What else?
7:30.
30. Okay, and the year?
1969.
Okay. It's important, people, when I say, give me the numbers, to give me the numbers, so I don't have to do the mathematics. Remember, I'm French, so if you give me the number, it's faster.
Okay.
All right. Now, you know you were born in July.
Yes.
And you know you have your son in Leo, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So you are what you call on the cusp.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me see. You have the moon in Aquarius, though.
Correct.
Okay. And that is a very progressive moon. That's a moon that is feeding or wanted to have high spiritual foods. Do you use computers?
I do use computers. I love computers.
Good, because that moon in Aquarius wants you to receive food from the Internet, because Aquarius was the Internet, including astrology, and to also feed others with your high information. Now, do you have any neck problem? Question, yes or no?
No, not really.
No thyroid problem either?
No.
Okay, all right, so I'm looking at you. Saturn is in Taurus, you know that?
My Neptune?
No, Saturn.
Oh, yes, Saturn is,
of
course.
Now, if it's not affecting you physically, then it's going to affect you psychologically, which means maybe a fear of not having enough money or a fear of not being able to provide for others or something like that. It's on a subconscious level, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
All right, now, have you worked with money, cash, or tell me what you do?
Well, it's ironic. I went for a finance degree 18 years ago.
Okay, so my question is, yes, you work with finance.
I used to. I actually do psychic work now.
Well, all right. Well, honey, the head of the dragon is moving on your ninth house, on your dragon's head in June. You were born with the head of the dragon in Pisces.
Okay.
You have the same dragon on Nostradamus, Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky, Marie Curie. You have the dragon of the psychic, the artist, the high spiritual, the healers. And this dragon said in Pisces in June, we want you to completely and entirely reevaluate your education, and we force you to travel, okay, and to deal with foreigners and to go to foreign places. Maybe you should consider joining us in Hawaii, honey.
I would love to.
Well, I tell you what, I only have 4 seats left.
Oh.
It's packed.
And I've never been to Hawaii yet.
Well, it's your dragon's head. You have the head of the dragon in Pisces, meaning that God and the devil are going to be your friend to help you, not only in education, but also in magnetism, to reevaluate your position with people and your finances. This is a very important timing when the dragon is in mature receptions, meaning
okay.
the dragon is back to where it was when you were born.
Right.
And then you're going to have quite a lot of things. The only problem is what is it you want? Tell me. Do you want money? Do you want health? Do you want a good job? Do you want, what do you want?
I would like to do something to help the better of people.
Oh,
I'd
beautiful
like to use
dragon.
My intuitive
skills. Now, the problem is, honey, if you want something and you still don't have it, you know, like love or money or a good career or health, it's because you either did not do the right thing or you didn't do anything or same difference.
Okay.
It's important for you when you have such an important transit to mean business.
Okay.
You know, you have to mean business if you want your super conscious in time and space to answer you, to change your life, to bring up all your wishes. You better mean business. You know, when I was in France starving, when England starving, you know, I meant business when I said, okay, bugger off all that. I want better. I want better. I demand better. I came here with nothing and I got it all. Do that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Unless you take drastic action and make drastic decision, your superconscious or your subconscious will not interact with you, and you're going to have, again, one of those prayer asking Hala Buddha or Jesus to bring your wishes, and you're going to be waiting until you die without getting it. Do I make sense again?
Yeah, it does. Now, do you see that I've got it to be able to succeed on the level of a John Edward?
You have all to succeed within the next 2 years. You're like, you're turning a page. You don't seem to understand. The dragon coming back to his place of residence at birth takes 24 years.
Okay.
So you are turning a very significant page. However, will you let the dragon drag you to the change in 2 years, or will you make your decision and get this dragon in action as of June 2006? That's
I'll make
the
decision.
Pardon me?
I'll make the decision to make the change.
There you go. You have the moon in Aquarius. You're supposed to feed people with higher knowledge. You're supposed to use technology. Your chart is set to feed and protect. You still have your sun in Leo, which means you have to work for the light. You have to promote the light, and you got to do something for the kids of tomorrow. You also are an actual doctor. You're very fussy. You're very picky.
Right.
You've got it all, and you probably look younger than your age on top of that. Well, there is so many things in this chart, and now it's a matter of you understanding it and you realizing that you don't have to wait for anything. You just have to mean business, and guess what? People say, oh, money don't grow on trees. Well, in my case, it does. But anyway, you can make magic happen. And that's all you've got to do. You have to mean business. You can heal yourself. You can change your life. You can bring about yourself to the top of realization. But it's all started in the depth and the core of your soul. Mean business, and we see you there.
Can I ask you one more question? Do you see me moving this year?
I mean, you didn't hear me again, huh? Okay,
I know I did, but
again.
It's dependent on my husband.
I am telling you. You are going to be forced entirely, completely to change your life.
Okay.
It's a very important position of your dragon. Now, again, your husband is a different sign. Is he a water sign? Is he a fire sign? What is it?
He actually is a Libra.
Okay, he's a Libra. Well, again, Libra receives the head of the dragon and the house of work and health and the tail of the dragon in the subconscious.
Yes.
So providing he's not religious or suffering doctor prescription, your husband will have to reevaluate his health. And because the tail of the dragon is in the subconscious, he's going to be going through some deep psychological changes, making him vulnerable to chemicals or to religious junk. So you've got to be very careful.
Okay.
But, I mean, it does not work with me. Maybe you guys should do a full life reading with me, or better, come to Hawaii, you know. Just email me and I give you a huge break. Maybe you or your husband will have it for free. I have 4 seats to fill up, so I want to fill up this course, and I only have a month and a half to do that, and those 4 seats are going to go very fast. Maybe that's why you call me. Check it out.
I would love to come, but I got 3 kids under 3.
What? Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I know.
You're a busy mom. But I'll tell you what. Remind me who you are, and when I come back from Hawaii, you can have this course on tape, on CDs or DVDs, okay?
Yeah, that is. So the head of the dragon, that is really key on making a major change in people's lives.
It's everything, honey. There is more power in your dragon alone than the entire complexity of your chart. You also were born with a hidden dragon in Gemini. That's why you should supposed to have 4 kids, not 3.
I should have 4 kids?
You're supposed to have 4 kids, not 3. Maybe you lost one. I don't know.
I didn't lose one yet.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Now, what about the part of fortune? Because I know my Uranus is going to be touching my part of fortune. Does that mean
anything?
Well, again,
I do not practice modern astrology. I don't use the same methodology. Your part of fortune is in Scorpio, in my work. Metaphysics and healing and investment and anything that is rebuilding your witchcraft residue. You're lucky. Again, remember, don't use modern astrology methodology. I rebuild astrology in a different level.
No, and I like that level. I think it brings a new twist to it.
Well, it keeps you busy for the rest of your life. You never stop learning astropsychology. And not only will I teach your relationship with the divine in Hawaii, but I'm going to be teaching the astro tarot for those who want to make money right away doing precise psychic reading. We teach also Kabbalistic healing, so people can start to use Nostradamus healing methodology. And I will teach everything about the subconscious. So there is a lot of work in 1 week in Hawaii.
So you see, like, the head of the dragon, that really could get me going with finishing, like, some of the books, some of the courses, and
mm-hmm.
even getting my name out there.
You better. You better. But you should put your hand on my book, The Power of the Dragon. It's over 525 pages. All the information on the notes on the dragon.
Wow. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for your call.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Well, beautiful lady. You know, mutual receptions of the dragon happens every 24 years or so. You know, it's funny because I remember when I got married, the head of the dragon was in my 7th house of marriage. 12 years later, the tail went in there, and I got divorced. 12 years later, which is now, maybe I'm going to get married again. All right, I have a caller. What's your name? Hello?
Hello.
What's your name, honey?
Hi, I'm Sunny.
Where are you calling me from, Sunny?
From Toronto.
From where?
Toronto.
Toronto, Canada. Okay, give me your numbers.
Canada.
Give me your numbers, honey. Give me your date of birth.
Oh, it's 1979.
No.
April 6th.
Tell me the month first.
Okay, the April 6th.
Oh, so that's 4. I've got a month now. Give me the day.
06.
Oh, okay, April 6th, 1979. All right. And your name again?
Sunny.
Sunny, honey. Sunny, honey. I love it. All right, now, let me see what we have here. Do people say you talk a lot?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, you should write, honey. Anyway, let me see what we have. Have you worked with kids?
I love kids, but I'm not really working with kids.
Okay, now I can see the independence in you. All right, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces, in your subconscious. And you were born with the head of the dragon in Virgo. You too, you are going through a mutual receptions of your dragon. The dragon was in Pisces when you were born on the tail. And right now, it's moving on the head. So you are going to be undergoing some serious psychological changes. Now, Pisces, we want you to learn things about the spirits, or the art, or maybe the medical field. Have you thought of that?
Mm-hmm. I'm artist. I'm painter.
Oh, perfect. Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Neptune rules imagination. And with your moon in Leo, you have learned the arts in France and in Italy in some of your past lives.
Ah.
Do you have any affinity to France or Italy?
I went to England for a year for the arts. I went to England to study for arts. And,
well, you should have gone to France or Italy. But that's okay.
I'm a huge fan of Italy. I love Italy so much.
Perfect, perfect. I can see that, honey. Well, let me see. You are going to become much more creative than what you have ever been, and you have a very strong sense of detail. You see everything. As a matter of fact, everything has to be organized around you sometimes. And that could bring you stress on your intestines when you are under stress. So don't eat when you're upset, okay? All right. Do you like water, or are you afraid of water?
I like water.
Good, okay. Because you could do some good creative work by in an exotic place. I see you going close to the water, though. Have you had any plan yet to do something on an island or an exotic place?
Not that I know of.
Well, just be prepared, okay? It'll be probably around September or March, early next year, that you are going to be going close to the water to an island, either on a trip or some study. But it's all pretty good the way I see it, though. Let me see. The universe will give you what you want, but not early in life. You understand that, yes?
Okay,
and that imagination of yours is absolutely phenomenal. Sometimes you're not there at all. Sometimes you're completely gone. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Yep, you are very much a spiritual person. Are you religious or not?
No, I don't have any religion.
Good. So you're advanced. Okay, now, learn to be more confident about you, okay?
Right.
You have a lot of talent in this chart, and you need to bring it to the world, and you will. You will, because you're very competitive. But sometimes you don't feel your self-esteem is not there. Do that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you need to realize that the universe gives you a lot of gifts. It's going to take you a while for you to bring it to the way, in a way that you're going to be respected with it and recognized, but it will happen. And I tell you what, France and Italy have a lot to offer to you. Just remember, okay?
Yes.
Now, are you having any problem in your relationship? Because I see some stress there.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And that stops your creativity. Yeah, you have to deal with some emotional problems, some legality or partnerships problem that has been plaguing you for a while.
I still don't know if I should let it go, or I'm still like struggling.
Well, you
with
have
that.
Too much guilt, honey. You have a fear of not being loved and the fear of ending up alone. That's why you don't know what to do. Do I make sense?
I don't quite get it.
Well, you have a fear of not being appreciated. You have a fear of ending up alone. You have a fear of being alone.
Uh-huh.
That's deep stuff. But it's okay. You will do well. I cannot tell you what you do in that area, but you have to use your intuition, because you compromise too much. Sometimes you're too good, and then people use and abuse you. Do that make sense?
Right. A lot of people tell me that already.
You need to stand a little bit strong for yourself, honey. You need to mean business, but chances are that the universe will want you to turn your life around very soon, okay? Just be prepared for a new life. That's it. But you can't lose. Okay?
Because currently I'm facing a big problem with my status, I mean, in Canada, because I'm not really Canadian.
I know. Where are you from?
China.
Thailand, yes, I could recognize that. I'm going to be there in August.
China.
Yeah. Well, the legality, I saw some problem with your legality and the marriage area. Are you married?
No.
Ah, that's why. Okay, so it's either you, and that's the water that I saw with you, the exotic place that I saw with you. Yeah. You probably would get more luckier if you were in places like Italy or France. But if you like America, well, you got to tough it out, honey. You got to find somebody that loves you. And there's plenty of people that would love a beautiful artist girl like you, and then marry the person and get the green card like everybody else. That's the
no,
way
I'm
it
not
is.
Really planning on that, but because I'm in Canada right now, and because I'm now like I'm facing a big problem with my visa.
I know it's not like it used to be, you know, with all this terrorist activity now. During the old days, it was easy to come here with a visa and then get married like I did. But this is a problem that I saw with you, you know, and that's going to be clarified to you. You're going to have a bit of a difficulty around March. I see March going a little bit difficult for you, but in September, everything will be back together for you. So keep a positive attitude, okay?
Okay.
All right, and if you are with some of the people that don't mean business, and you're being used and abused, then move along. Find someone else. Don't stay. You hear me?
Okay. Right.
All right, sweetheart.
Great.
Good luck to you.
I'm just great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Be positive, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye, love.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you know, it's amazing. She's got a good English, though, incidentally. But when I saw the water in the exotic place, I saw either China or Thailand, whatever. Yeah, I can see the tail of the dragon affecting a marriage area, partnerships area. It seems that having a Pisces tail, she's too loving, she's too caring. She is. She could easily be in a situation on top of that where she doesn't have much to say. So she could be in a relationship where she's being used and abused, and the guy doesn't want to make any commitment. It's pretty obvious that she's suffering manipulation from what I detect. You know? And I always counsel women. Women have too much to offer to stay with the wrong people. And very often the dragon still will remove people from you. And it's a liberation. You know, I remember when my wife and I we divorced, first of all, I understand that it takes two to tango. I'm not blaming my ex-wife. After, 12 years of marriage, you know, I didn't take her out as much as I should. I was not as loving as much as I was. You know, that's what staying in a relationship, you know, it's a commitment. And many times she told me, honey, you've got to take me out. You've got to do something. You've got to love me the way you used to. If not, I'm going to have an affair. My own wife was telling me this. And my excuse was, hey, do you want to keep the house on top of the mountain with the ocean view? Do you want to drive your Mercedes? Do you want me to take care? So somebody's got to work. That was my excuse. No excuse. She didn't care about a Mercedes. She didn't care about the big house on top of the mountain. She wanted me, and I was not available. So one day she was very, very vulnerable, and the tail of the dragon in my marriage area did the rest of the job. So one day I came home and she was gone, and I died, and I cried like a little girl for a month at a time. I thought I would never, ever be able to make it, you know. But hey, when I look at it now, I'm glad it happened, and we are great friends. She calls me all the time. All right, I have another caller. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Anna, where are you calling me from, honey?
I'm in Houston.
Houston, Texas?
Yes.
All right, let me have your numbers.
My birthday?
Yeah.
March 29.
So that's 3-29. What year, honey?
67.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's the age of my ex-wife. 1967. You're a Scorpio dragon still. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Let me see what I detect with you. All right, first of all, honey, I want you to be a bit more positive, okay, because you are self-destructing sometimes.
Okay.
And all these come from your mother. Oh, shouldn't say that.
From my mother?
Am I right or am I wrong?
What? About what?
About your upbringing and your mother.
My mother?
Yeah.
What about my mother?
I'm just asking you, do you have any problem with your upbringing or your mother?
Yes.
Now, that's where the problem is. That's why you have that energy that is destructive, okay?
Okay.
You need to let go. I can feel that with you. You
okay.
need to let go about everything that everybody has done to you. If not, you're going to be fighting the world nonstop.
Okay.
You need to realize that you have chosen your parents. You have chosen your lessons. And you're not going to go to hell. This is hell. You know that. That's why in life you've been through so much trouble. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you carry a lot of past life as a witch. A witch doctor. That's why you don't trust people. That's why you're very secretive. That's why you don't go out sometimes. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
You're a very deep soul. You're a very wise and very old soul. And you hate bull, put it this way. You're a very honest person, and people don't like your strengths. They don't like your honesty.
Right.
And it'd be foolish to lie to you, because you could see through things. That's why you have magnetic eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do that make sense
that.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, do you like animals or not?
Yes.
Okay. You also have past life with the Indians.
Yeah.
Lots of past life with the Indians. And that's where you have learned all the secrets of nature, and all the things about the stars and metaphysics. All this is in you. You have that power. Now, do you have any neck problem or not?
Is what? Say that
neck
again?
Problem.
Neck?
Yeah, question. Yes or no?
Do I have a neck problem? Yeah, I guess I do.
Okay, do you have stress on your neck or do you have neck problem?
I think it's stress.
Okay, yeah, stress. Your thyroid gland is functioning okay? You're not overweight?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, honey. All right. Yeah, I could see that through the phone. Again, you know, it's very common when you have such a powerful past life involving witchcraft to have been hanged so many times, and you put stress on your thyroid gland on you, all your atlas in your neck.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you have gift in your hands. Do you know that?
Gift in my hands?
Yes. Massage healing in your hands.
Really?
Yes.
I
you
like
should
getting
consider
massage,
doing something
like
with
them.
Those hands. Everything with you will be 2, 4, 6. How many times have you been married?
I've been married twice.
Ah. Well, let's say then 3. Twice.
What?
How many kids you got?
4.
Ah. See? 2, 4. Everything is double with you. I mean, this is part of your life. But remember, you are too honest and you are too strong for your own good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people cannot appreciate honesty. You're the same crowd that I am, very honest and very direct.
Right.
And then you see through bull, and then you tell people, and they hate you. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the way it is. All right, now, you were born in the constellation of Pisces, and your son is in Aries. You know that, yes?
Yes.
You got a headache or sinuses?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that too. All right, you need to walk barefoot. You regenerate from the magnetic field of the earth through your feet.
Okay.
Now, the head of the dragon is moving on you in June 2006 for 2 years. And that means that if you have any problem in your relationship, which you probably have, you're going to be forced out and restructure it again. Make sense?
You mean I'm not going to have my marriage anymore?
No. I'm not saying that. Restructure of partnerships does not necessarily mean a husband or a boyfriend. It means also business.
Okay.
Okay, so there is all sorts of restructure in your partnerships area. Now, if you have a good boyfriend that loves you or a good husband that takes care of you, then you have no reason to kick his butt.
Right.
Do that make sense? Again, use
right.
common sense, okay? But the universe will want you to reevaluate the way you face the world. So if you're alone, you're going to get married, and if you're married with the wrong people, then you're going to be alone. That's what I'm trying to say, because
right.
it works both ways.
Okay.
There is some study also ahead of you that you have to do. Okay? Have you worked with cash or in a bank? It's a question.
Say that again?
Have you ever worked with cash or in a bank?
No.
Okay, because you tend to be lucky with the affairs involving money and banks. I see that in your chart. Have you thought of working in a real estate?
No.
No. Okay, just keep that in mind, okay? And remember, much of the problem you ever had in your life was about money.
Yeah, well, money, everybody has money.
But I don't have problem or issue with money.
I do, yeah.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, yeah. You're very smart. You know where money is, and you want always have control over money. and also control over your partner resources, which I understand, especially with the kids. You have gift in the real estate, honey.
I was told to go into real estate, but I thought it was boring.
Well, you don't have to go in selling house. You can go into different branches of the real estate.
Yeah.
In many ways, you could be dealing with the financial aspect. You could be doing appraisal. You could be doing so many things. But you seem to be lucky in the real estate area.
Okay.
Keep that in mind, okay?
I will.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
Appreciate
a good night.
It. You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Well, again, you know, the way I perceive things about people, it's like pointing out a gold mine, but sometimes people don't listen because they feel so insecure about it. But if I said a few things and I hit the jackpot, which I always do when I do a reading over the phone, that tells you, or that should tell you, that I know you well. And if I know you well, it can read the problem you had with your mother, if you got a headache or bad neck or God knows what, then maybe you want to listen to the rest of the story when I guide you into a specific branch of service in the world. Okay? But it's all about knowledge. Never forget that knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. We all were born with the power to change our life. But this power cannot be kicked in unless you change yourself, unless you become more forgiving of the people that have hurt you. People come into your life to teach you something. They have a part to play. They are an actor on your own movie. And you want to thank these people because regardless, they have made you feel, they have made you cry, they may have made you laugh. They have made you aware that you were alive, and you would never know. You would have never known these people or the feelings had these people not entered your life. So you want to be thankful for whomever has hurt you. Doesn't matter, because chances are you have hurt those people too. You are also a very important actor in these people's life. And that's what it comes down to. It's knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. My request again, go to my newsletters and copy and paste that newsletter and help me to make the world aware that nothing wrong will happen May 25th. Help me to go against the negative thought process generated by this lunatic in France who said that we're all going to die on May 25th. Nothing wrong will happen that you don't know or that you never heard before. Chances are all that will be predicted on that is already in my books. Probably is. Probably will be. All right, we come at the end of this night. I want to thank every one of you for listening to Dr. Teresa Starlight Show, and we shall see you next Wednesday. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.